If anyone's watching on the YouTube, we're going to go off the air now.
That is correct, Kathy Marshall. That is a new development that just happened today.
Literally, he just booked the RV slot as we were recording.
No. So what, I need to go down and tend to the RV because with the move and everything, the last time that
the RV misses you?
No, the last time I took the RV, the last time I camped, I didn't have time to empty the tanks or anything. So I need to go down there.
How many PTO days are in your contract for the mix? Because I feel like you're on the edge there.
No, I'm not. Not of the
PTO days. We only get a certain amount. You know, we have not moved to this flex PTO day.
I don't know what your contract says, Adam. My contract pretty much says, yeah, whenever you don't, if you don't show up for a show, there's no penalty other than the fact that you won't get money. And I'm like, since we don't get money for anything, That's
well,
kind
actually,
of...
you're getting all the money funneled into your bank account for the ads, so you are getting something.
Yeah, I am. I'm rolling in it, Adam. I'm ready to
embezzling.
Retire.
He's embezzling from the mix company.
Let's see. So this coming weekend is going to be April 5th, right? That is the time that I'm going to be camping. So I'm April 5th, not going to do a show. April 12th, you'll be here. So yeah, so the next show that we do.
We'll be live.
We'll be live. Like, we'll be in the same place. We'll be here doing the show. And then, yeah, the 19th is cool. That's my race weekend. So maybe, I don't know, we'll play that one by ear because I'm going to have to be getting up really early. I will have run a 5K that morning and need to run a 10K the next morning at 4 a.m. So not ideal for that weekend. And then the 26th, I'm good for, I think. I don't think anything's happening on the 26th. Why do I have a flashback of somebody asking me about the April 26th? I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing anything that week.
I don't know. But do you want to know these recipes that it,
yes,
that it gave?
Tell me these recipes.
I don't know if they're any good.
What are they?
So it says how to make your own fast food at home.
Okay. I would like to make Big Mac. Does it tell me how to make a Big Mac?
No. It has Wendy's baked potatoes, sour cream and chive. It has Big Match Attack. It tastes like McDonald's most famous burger.
Well, there it is right there, the Big Mac Attack.
Oh, the Big Mac. Okay. So you want two all beef patties.
Yeah, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles,
with
and a sesame seed bun.
Cheese, onions, pickles, sesame seed bun.
This is literally the jingle that they had in the 70s.
And then the special sauce, 1 cup of Miracle Whip salad dressing.
Ew.
1/3, I grew up on Miracle Whip and now I can't stand it. 1/3 a cup of creamy French dressing. 1/4 a cup of sweet pickle relish.
Yeah.
1 tablespoon of sugar. And 1/4 a teaspoon of pepper and 1 teaspoon of dry minced onion. Stir all of the ingredients for the sauce together. Recipe makes 2 cups of the sauce that will keep for a week in the refrigerator. Oh my gosh, you're going to have to eat a lot of these Big Match Attacks. You just sear the patties in a bit of oil in a hot griddle on both sides.
I think they're describing a Big Mac. Well.
To all the patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
Isn't that exactly what they said? Is like,
yeah,
this
but
is,
I
you're
feel like
need...
the recipe part is the sauce because they don't tell you what's in
you're
the sauce.
You're gonna need to all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, sprinkles on a sesame seed bun.
So they have a fried chicken that tastes like Kentucky Fried, 3 pounds of fryer parts cut small.
Yeah.
A mixture of 2 packages of Good Seasons Italian salad dressing mix.
Could you use squirrel instead of chicken?
No, you have to use chicken.
Chicken.
I don't know what Good Seasons Italian salad dressing mix is, but I'm sure there are powdered Italian mixes at the grocery store.
Oh, you've never had Good Seasons powdered Italian
mix? I don't think so.
Oh, you provide your own vinegar and oil. And then you mix that in.
Yeah. We would get the packet ranch and mix with like mayo. You
mix that with
and,
buttermilk or something.
Buttermilk or whatever. 3 tablespoons of flour, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1/4 cup of lemon juice, and 2 tablespoons of butter or margarine.
And a partridge in a pinch. Can you use partridges?
No. You need 1 pint of corn oil, 2/3 cup of Crisco, solid shortening, 1 cup of milk. 1.5 cups boxed pancake mix combined with 1 teaspoon of paprika.
You do know I'm not writing this down, right? I'm just...
I know. You have it in your email. I'm just calling it out. So if anybody wants, we're distributing this, but they've also got KFC's coleslaw.
I bet you that's cabbage, mayonnaise, sugar, and vinegar.
You know, it's so interesting. Oh, they do have a tablespoon. I bet it's got more than a tablespoon of sugar. So they say 6 cups matchstick-like pieces of cabbage.
Yep.
2 medium peeled carrots grated on the largest hole of the vegetable grater.
Yeah.
Buttermilk. 1 tablespoon of sugar. 1 onion the size of an egg chopped.
Yeah.
I do like KFC's coleslaw, though.
Here's the thing. When I worked at a barbecue restaurant, yeah, we just used mayonnaise. Mayonnaise, cabbage, sugar, and vinegar. So that was their coleslaw.
They have a recipe for the Wendy's sour cream and chive baked potato. It is literally a baked potato
with
and
sour
cream
and chives.
There is.
How do they do that? How do they make that gin and tonic? Well, it's gin and tonic. That's how, Adam. I didn't save anything for the after show. Although I gotta object to listening to Joe Batance say that recording the mix is a 6-hour event. And it was just like, wait, what? I mean, we start at 10 PM. It's like, if it was 6 hours, I would be up at 4 a.m. I would go to 4 a.m. On Saturday.
He likes to, and I'm okay with it for him. I'm okay with it with him. He likes to start immediately and hang up as soon as we're done.
Oh, yeah. No, I've recorded with him before. And I feel like a lot of people are like that. Like Taylor's like that and other.
Well, but we're actually friends. And the only time we talk is when we record. So, I mean, I text you other days and you don't even respond. So it's, you know.
So I've literally never met Rodan. We need a full rundown of the Rodan date on the next after show. Oh, yeah. So I've never actually met Rodan. The only time
I've seen him, but it could have been AI, is what I'm saying. Like he was on video for one of the New Orleans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I remember there was one of the Vegas Pride 48s that I worked on his Skype connection to make sure that it worked with our stuff. And so I talked to him like briefly in the sense of like, hi, can you say a few things for me? And okay, well, you should be able to hear this and you should be, okay, great. Then, you know, all right, then you're, we'll be ready to go in a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I've ever really said to him. So my entire knowledge of Rodan just comes from listening to his podcast, but I know he doesn't listen to our podcast. So it's like, so he has no, I don't think, concept of me. So it'll be interesting to see.
Put on your best, put your best foot forward.
I'll try. Yeah, I'll try to put my.
He doesn't know you, so you might make a new friend.
I mean,
you have a cat. You have a cat behind you.
Oh yeah, Barley is back there. Hey, Barley. That's Ian.
For a moment, I thought you had a mouse running around. I was like, wow, that new house is infested.
No, that's both of them that were in here. But yeah, Ian is still right there, right there. He's crawling. He just disappeared.
I wonder if my buddy made it home because I think Sydney left.
So I planted. Do you want to see what I planted?
Sure.
I'll post it in the chat room. This is super exciting. I know people love this. I finally got my toys that I needed to plant my grass plugs. So look, I carved.
Are they supposed to be that precisely? Isn't it supposed to be like haphazardly spaced or something?
These you are did it like, plugs and I cleared
yes,
out.
Yes, but if they put hair plugs in that pattern on somebody's head, you would see the pattern and it would look
so
weird.
So the Citra Blue that we're using, this is St. Augustine Citra Blue, and this particular breed of St. Augustine grass grows outward instead of upward. So that's why they're 12 inches apart, because this type of grass spreads out.
The distance, but it was just so, did they tell you to do it in a perfect square with perfect
that's
rows?
That's just me being anal. But it was a really cool tool. They give you a little auger you don't give it to you, you have to buy it, but you have this little auger that fits on your cordless drill and you just go vzz, and now you have
so
the hole.
So I have one of those, and our dirt is mostly clay. And I tried to use that when I first bought it and it was literally spinning me around. I can't use it. I just have to use a shovel. Because our dirt is clay. It's
Wait,
so
we're
hard.
In, I would say the majority of Florida is sand. So it's like, this is just sand. Now, the cool thing about this grass, I'm going to be so boring right now, Adam. Like, this is going to be so fucking boring. There is a college just north of us, University of Central Florida. They have a big agriculture department. It's like, so this is a genetically bred for this area. Like, this grass is genetically bred to be, it just came out like in 2020. Like, 2020 was the first year that this was commercially available. So very few people have this in their yard. But what I can see from watching YouTube videos and stuff, it's gorgeous. It grows well. It chokes out. It's an alpha lawn. So it like an alpha grass. So it like chokes out weeds and stuff like that. You know, it dominates everything because of how tightly it weaves.
I didn't realize there were grasses that they referred to as alpha grass.
Yeah. Like if you put St. Augustine next to Bermuda, St. Augustine will take over, you know, into the areas where there's Bermuda because St. Augustine spreads outward. So that's all they mean is like, Bermuda doesn't do that. Zoysia, I guess some Zoysia does, but not all Zoysia. And then like Bahia. Isn't this amazing, Adam? We're just sitting here talking about.
We had St. Augustine grass when I was growing up.
Going to be.
In my
Auntie
yard.
Scott, how very dare you?
How very dare you?
To,
Why is St. Augustine not a thing and more? Because now the grass that they, I feel like, first of all, I feel like our St. Augustine was always green, no matter what time of the year.
Yeah.
And very thick and also very comfortable to walk on.
There are some strains of St. Augustine that are sharp, like palmetto, like sharp, you know what I'm saying? They're not comfortable to walk on. But
the ones that we had when I was growing up in South Arkansas were so comfortable to walk on. It was thick. There was no weeds. It was green all the time. These, whatever they put in our yards here, I don't even know what it is. It's spiky and it dies, it's brown over half the year and it takes forever to get green again. And then there are still brown patches. I don't know what it is, but.
So I just planted this yesterday and so I'm going to take a picture of it, you know, around the same time of day, every few days, you know, just to kind of see.
Are you
going to
make an animation
time.
Then?
No, I just kind of want to refer, kind of like I did with my hair, you know, when I took photos of my hair. And
are you going to be the before and after photo for hymns? Is that what's happening? So Kathy Marshall says she missed all the excitement and Auntie Scott said Daniel got pissed off and expressed it. He literally told all of our listeners to fuck off, basically, is what he did.
No, she's saying she heard what happened. She just wasn't here for it. She wasn't here. And not like, you know, she just wasn't here for it. Like
she wasn't here for it.
She wasn't here for it. Like she literally wasn't here for it. Anyway, I'm very excited to see how my Citra Blue experiment goes out.
So I mean, you'll have to show me when I'm there, and I'll see the progress from now to then.
A couple of weeks, and this is like right outside your window.
Hmm.
It's on the back of the house over on the guest bedroom side. So this is like a 4x4 section right outside your bedroom window.
Lamont, I would like to know, are you in bed as you're listening to this live show every week or the weeks that you join us?
Every week. And he's masturbating.
Okay. So you're not, it's not like you're on the couch or sitting at your dining room table or something like that and falling asleep. You are already in bed. So, okay. You've had your go to bed pills.
I need some more. My mouth is very dry and I need to get some more water.
Okay. Where are you going? Where are you going on your trip? I have so many trips this year. I'm so excited.
I thought you were talking to me.
No, Lamont.
And so I didn't go get the water because.
Go get water. You can still go.
You're like, it's where fine. Are you going on your trip? And I'm sitting here going like, to the kitchen? Just over there.
Okay, we'll go. To my parents in Hudson Valley, 2 hours away, but have to pack. Bye-bye. Are you doing your taxes from your parents' house, or like, are you doing their taxes? Are you whose taxes are you doing over the weekend? Parents and taxes sounds like trauma. Yeah. yeah, we've done our taxes. I had to pay, I think, $3,800 I had to pay. I mean, it's never fun anymore, but I did get, it's funny. I got like, I got $600 back from state, but I got, well, Mark and I do this thing where, because we own the house together, we're both on the title of the house and everything. And you can, you claim your, whatever you call it, your interest and your property taxes. When you're itemized, I don't think it's even itemizing necessarily. The house is just something you can claim and so, or deduct or whatever. And what we do though, instead of just halving it, we both go all the way through and do all of our taxes except for the house. And we see how much we're going to have to pay or not pay, you know, or get refunded. And then we put the house in and we see how much that reduces the amount of taxes. And whoever has the biggest reduction gets to have the entire house on their taxes. So we don't split it up. But then what I do, because it's always me, I've always gotten the biggest bang for my buck for the house. So then what I do is I take that amount that I saved, because I saved a couple of $1,000 by adding the house. I was going to have to pay almost $6,000. And then when I added the house, it went down to like $3,800. So then I take the amount that I saved on my taxes, and I put that in our joint account. That way, it's benefiting both of us, so he's still benefiting from the house, but I'm putting it in the joint account so we can use it for bills and emergencies and like whatever else. So that's what I do. So I don't keep it. But I've always done my own taxes and I've always done it in TurboTax. And yes, they keep going up all the time. But I'm so used to doing it myself on TurboTax and it's pretty easy that I just keep doing that. I think they still have to have a free version. Like I think the government somehow mandated that they had to have a free version. So I think there is a way they hide it. But I think
they
IRS's website or something.
Yeah, they just lost a lawsuit on that thing. If you Google it, yeah. That usually your local news station will have like the 411 on how to get to the free version.
I can't because
none of the state taxes are free, but the
some of the
federal,
complicated
federal
stuff
federal
that
taxes,
I do. Yeah. Some of the like back when I, because Pride 48 is technically an LLC. So when I was putting in money for that,
yeah,
That was like a business. I had to pay for like the business plan or whatever.
Did I post the grass? Yeah, I did. Okay.
You did. Yeah. It looks like a dye, like a, well, like a
Citra,
dice.
Yeah. It's called Citra Blue. So it has kind of a greenish blue color to it.
We got it.
Yeah. But I'm excited about that. So, and I got to figure out, you know,
did you turn on a heater at your feet?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. It's fine. I thought Mark was closing the garage door. And then I was like, no, it would have been done by now.
Last night, during D&D, one of the people was, oh, it's a piccolo trumpet.
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's a pocket trumpet.
Oh, a pocket trumpet. Forgive me, sir.
It's, well, you know, and I don't even know if that's really a thing, but there are these little, and you don't use them for performances because the tuning is horrible. They're very cheap. They're only like $200. And they're supposed to be small enough that you can like take them anywhere, travel or like whatever. So I keep it here at my desk so I can play a few notes every once in a while.
Was that you?
What noise did you hear?
I thought I heard the cat screaming. Oh. Anyway, let's see. A pocket trumpet has the same tube length as a standard trumpet, but is reduced in size.
Yeah, they're just smaller.
Also, just bend. The tubes just bend more.
Yeah, it's a little thicker, but it's shorter.
Yeah.
The bell's smaller. Yeah, I just keep it here at the desk. Or I have a trumpet stand down there, but I was playing it this week. I played a few notes in between working.
My taxes are not that difficult. Kathy Marshall says that she has an accountant. And I know that Tim in Alaska has an accountant. But I still just use TurboTax because mine are not that complicated. It's like
I think my parents used the same accountant we had when I was growing up. Yeah. And they've always used him. Doug something.
I feel like next year I may need to talk to somebody because of all the stocks that I sold to get the down payment.
Oh, that is a pain in the butt because you have to know the order that you sold them in and like whether they were.
Have you figured out what that is?
No, I don't know. I do not know. Another thumbs up came up on my Zoom. Maybe it's my webcam. I wonder if it's my webcam.
What do you have? What kind of webcam is it?
Logitech C9 or something. But I have that G Suite, that Logitech. Maybe they added that in the webcam software. I thought it was in Zoom, but maybe it's in the webcam software. C920 is what it is.
Oh, I have a C920 in the other room.
I did get an update the other day, so.
I mean, honestly, it's happening in Zoom. It's happening in Riverside. It's both on Mac.
That's
and
true.
On
that
PC.
Was Riverside.
So I mean, it has to be either the switcher or the camera. So yeah, if it's the webcam software, then that's probably what it is. I would just say I was looking for
a
Logitech emoji or Logitech chat emoji.
I'm just gonna say my webcam is now showing thumbs up emoji randomly on Mac. Apple released a new feature called Reactions. Reactions are currently enabled by default on iOS 17 and macOS Sonoma. When reactions are enabled, emojis can appear during a video call based on a perceived gesture by the video participant with iOS 17 or macOS Sonoma installed.
So that's why, because you have
so
patched.
I have a brand new Mac M2.
Joe hasn't updated his operating system. So that's what, so it's an Apple thing.
I guess it is.
Because it was happening on the little fatty cast the other day too. They were, Larry Vader.
I thought it was in Zoom and I didn't even think about the fact that Joe and I don't use Zoom.
Yeah, Larry Vader.
I have both an M1 and
Larry
an M2.
Vader made a little heart with his hands and it made hearts and the McFatty was all confused as to why they were there and how that happened. And
I'm typing reaction in the settings.
No,
and
it's
I
what
don't
it is.
See.
I see. You want to know how to turn it off?
Yeah, I want to know what it's called because I'm typing reactions in the settings and nothing is coming up.
Trigger reaction effects. Reaction effects.
How do I turn off thumbs up on Mac? Click on the icon next to reactions to toggle them on and off. When the icon is green, click on the green camera that's in your menu bar.
Yes.
And
then there's a reactions button right underneath studio light.
No.
Oh, you can do balloons. Do a peace sign, Adam. Throw a peace sign. No, a peace sign. There you go. Throw a peace sign. Yeah, you're supposed to get balloons. Thumbs down.
I feel like one way or the other, it's...
Yeah, it must not be working right now because you're in the settings or did you turn it off? Now, there's the thumbs up. It's so bright on you right now. You're like really washed out. Oh, there, the thumbs down went. Oh, it found the thumbs down. It's supposed to just to show balloons, make a victory sign. There you go. There they are. And then make a heart, and that's the heart thing. There they are. There it is. Okay.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but at the same time, it has happened.
You have to hold that gesture for a very long time.
No, it was when I was doing therapy. I was talking to my therapist, and all of a sudden, like this thumbs up came up, and I was like,
"Okay, so you basically go in to the video menu, and you click there next to the reactions."
I don't have anything. Oh, I do. I had, okay, reactions, and then I can turn them off.
Yeah. Oh,
there's more.
Yeah,
there's fireworks.
So if you do two thumbs down, it's rain. Oh, wait, what was that? Fireworks? That's two thumbs up. Okay. So two thumbs up should be fireworks. What did you do earlier where you turned off that really bright light?
Oh, yeah, I was going to turn that off. I have an app that controls them.
All right. Now do your two thumbs up. Seize the one. There you go. There's the fireworks.
We're just playing with video settings.
Yeah, that no one can see.
Well, if you have a Mac, there's fireworks.
I feel like at this time of night, they just want us to put them to sleep.
I don't know how to do lasers.
Talk very quietly. Hello, Barley Cat.
See that's wild.
Would you like to jump up on the
Did you see this one?
Counter? What? Oh, the lasers?
Yeah.
How did you set that off?
I don't know how to set it off. There are just buttons you can push.
Make the signs of the horns like this. See how I'm doing? No. Tuck your thumb, not a piece. Yes, there you go. Yes.
Oh. We should screenshot it and put it in the. I can't screenshot and do it at the same time.
Okay, well, do one and I'll do it. Now do it more. I'm kidding. Okay.
Or this one?
Oh, look, I had the wrong screen focused. Hold on. okay, wait. Let's see. There you go. So this is fireworks. This is fireworks behind Adam.
And then there's this one.
Oh, the laser.
I have trouble doing my fingers like that. The lasers.
He's going to fire up. Oh, shit. It went to the other screen. Just trust me. Oh. Trust me, people. Trust me. It's a sight to behold. There. That's the lasers. There's the lasers.
Anyway, I just randomly, but the one that I get all the time is the thumbs up. Yeah, I must do lots of thumbs up motions when I'm talking.
You can turn them off.
Yeah. Well, now I know. Now I know what it is.
I think you should just continue to tell Joe that you don't know what it is. And he's like, I have no idea.
I could have Googled it, but I guess I wasn't that concerned about it.
By the way, an eagle-eyed Auntie Scott might have noticed that I'm wearing a Haunted Mansion shirt. Mm.
So what else were we going to talk about in the after show? Wasn't there something else we were going to...
I don't know. Because I feel like I was so focused on getting back here on time and everything. I didn't do my normal, like, throwing some stuff over to talk about later. Let me just look and see what we...
I felt like you mentioned, we'll talk some more about that in the after show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what
but
was
I
that?
I can't remember what it was. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I can't remember. I can't remember what it was. This windscreen really... Can't remember. I guess it does help a little bit.
I don't know. I have no idea what it was. It was
I took the muffler off.
Oh, it was before. We were talking about Wendy's and was it fast food that we were talking about or the drinks with Darwin?
I feel like it was. But what were we going to continue? What else were we going to say about fast food?
I don't know. I don't know what there was to say.
Fast food burgers are my favorite food. If I was on death row,
yeah,
and they said what do you want your last meal to be? It would definitely be some type of triple cheeseburger. Because I mean, if I'm dying like in a couple of hours, I'm having a triple.
Hey, let me
large
see.
Large fry. See. They what, need to who, bring
who delivers? Is it Uber Eats? Are they the ones that
Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub?
I don't want to download 1,000 apps. I was just going to look for, I was going to see, can we next show, right before the show.
We can just send Zach and he can deliver it. He can wear some cute delivery boy outfit and bring it in while we're recording.
Right before the show, we can order some Shake Shack burgers and some.
We could even just order one of each and cut them in half. Because I feel like there is some sort of moderation we could do, but
we're going to pay the same amount.
I like that. Mr. Mike has an Uber Eats a meme. Finally, Uber Eats is delivering my favorite food.
3101.
Auntie Scott, my favorite alcoholic drink is a Midori Sour with vodka.
Oh my God, I don't want to join your special club. I don't want to enable push. I don't want.
Or if one doesn't have Midori and you have Amaretto, my second favorite would be an Amaretto Sour.
All right.
Also with extra vodka because Amaretto and Midori have no alcohol hardly.
Here's what is available. So we have a McDonald's.
Yeah.
A Burger King, a Wendy's.
Nope. Oh, yeah. A
Denny's, an IHOP, an Applebee's.
Oh, Denny's had such a good burger.
An Arby's.
With an egg on top of it. And hash browns, it is so good.
White Castle.
Yeah.
Del Taco. Checkers.
Somebody in the chat room said that Del Taco is supposed to have a good burger.
NASCAR tenders.
I mean, that's a lot. We can't get, that was like already 15 different burger places you mentioned. Like, I don't think we can.
Willie's racetrack. Well, also, yeah, I mean, like literally at the entrance to our subdivision is a Wawa.
I don't know what Wawa is. I've heard that before, but is it a fast food restaurant?
It's a gas station. It's like a come and go, but it has food. Like they have, you know, they make subs and
I'm so stuff. Mad that they're going to rename Come and Go.
What are they?
That was such a clever name. Not clever, but I mean, it was just fun. Like it was like, what's that? Spencer Gifts. It's the Spencer Gifts. Yeah, but
what are they
of
changing
like gas
it
station
to?
Names.
What are they changing it to?
Maverick.
Maverick?
Because that's the company that bought Come and Go. So Come and Go was bought. And it's funny because I believe the company that bought them is based in Utah. So of course they want to change the name because it sounds slightly sexual. They're all Mormons.
Oh, that didn't.
Didn't go down well?
That was a.
I answered Auntie Scott's question and he didn't say anything else after that.
Oh, wait. I didn't answer it. Question for both you boys.
I said Midori or Amaretto sour with vodka added because neither one of those alcohols have very much alcohol.
Okay. My favorite drink is not the same. You know what I'm saying? It at this stage in my life, currently, the thing that I have been gravitating towards the most lately is a nice margarita, like just a simple, you know what I'm saying? Just a simple margarita, just the basics.
Oh, if you can rent a daiquiri machine at one of those party supply places, I also do love a strawberry daiquiri, but it has to be the slushy kind.
Oh, a frozen strawberry.
But you know, if that's too much trouble, Midori sour or Amaretto sour.
Let me tell you, a good margarita, just a great... Good
I don't like tequila.
Good tequila, a good Grand Marnier, you know, or an orange and some lime, you know, I mean, a sour mix and a salt on the rim. There you go. You know what else?
I'm okay with a little bit of salt when I rim.
The thing that I've seen done over at Disney on some of their margaritas, they do a tajin rim. So instead of a salt rim, it's a tajin rim, which gives it a little spicy.
I know a bottom who likes a tajin rim.
So you can do a little tajin rim. That would be awesome. You know, for Christmas, Zach got me a rimmer.
There's a thing that will rim you?
No, not you. A glass. It'll rim a margarita.
I thought you meant he bought you. You know how they have those fuck machines now? You know how they have those fuck
you
machines
were
now.
So excited.
There's a guy I subscribe to on OnlyFans and he will get on all fours and he has this thing on a like this machine that like and I was like, they make a version of that with a tongue that will like rim your I don't want it to
Kathy,
go in and
Kathy,
out, but
Kathy
I mean,
Marshall said she thought that I was talking about a special chaya.
I still want to know, does Fatty sit on the chair or is he under
it? No, I think he's under it. Like, think about it. When he talks about everyone's so excited to come over and use his special chair, there's not that many people that are going to be excited about, you know, giving him anal.
Being under him.
Yeah. I'm not saying there's no one. I'm just saying it's not going to be like as many people as he, you know, is like, oh yeah, come on, I have a special chair. What was this all?
I don't think
about?
That's real, Mr. Rim, Mike. That looks like some AI generated image.
A margarita
something.
Glass rimmer. Have you seen these? Have you seen these before? You know, like the
it's
little sponge.
Little,
they're like
it's
round.
A tray thing that you put.
You put
one
roses. You
water,
put roses lime and, juice. No, it's roses lime juice that you put on it, and because it makes it sticky and moist. And then you put the. The glass on the
I mean, sticky and moist is what happens to me when I use a rimmer as well.
You flip out the bottom part of it, and the bottom part of it is another round thing that has salt in it, and then you just tap the glass in it.
You can also do sugar or tahine.
You could do tahine. Or you could you do could. Yeah. I mean, you don't do sugar on a classic margarita. Like you do a sugar on a like a, you know, like a mango margarita or one of those, you know, fruit based things.
I don't like tequila. So, I mean, tequila.
Oh, by the way, on your show, let me just correct you on your show.
You should call. I've gotten so little contact this week for like the past 2 weeks. You should just call in.
Or you could just record this. You just record this right now. Press record on your mixer.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Adam. You're wrong about paella. It wasn't the pan that they were banging. It was a cowbell. It was they would do with a bunch of all the people from the kitchen carrying the big tray of, you know, the big pan of paella going across the restaurant. They would say paella and then ring the cowbell bell. And then, you know, paella, blah, blah, blah. And this happened no less than 150 times in the time that we were at the restaurant. Just everybody and their fucking brother was ordering the paella. And it's like for five, like it's like paella for five. Like it is an event paella. Like it's
okay.
Huge.
I stopped recording. You're going on and on. I only have like a 10 to 12 minute show.
Oh, I totally forgotten that I was recording a phone call.
I'll have to edit that. Yeah.
Oh, wait, hit record again and I'll hang up and I'll be like, and I'll say anyway. And it's like, anyway, you get the idea. Okay. Well, thanks. Bye.
If I'm even going to remember to edit that guy, I'll try. Okay. It was a cowbell, but still I was, did people bring their own rice
for the paella? Maybe.
No,
maybe.
That was a long meal because.
Yeah. Well, that's,
am I going to see your sister while I'm there? Why do I always forget her name?
Cindy. I mean, it's not planned because we're going to Epcot. I mean, I can ask her if she wants to go with us to Epcot, but like we're doing boats on Friday.
Yeah.
We're doing Epcot.
Well, I'm one of her favorite people, Daniel. She might want to see me.
All right. I'll ask her. I'll say, hey.
She loved us, me specifically.
Right. Yeah.
I'll
say, hey, Adam is coming down. He's going to Epcot and he specifically requested that you go.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Only if she goes to the Hall of Americans with us or whatever.
She's never seen it. She doesn't have a pass.
Your sister. Oh.
She doesn't pass.
Didn't she go with us to
she bought
walk around or whatever? So
she bought a ticket.
Wait, did she go with us to see that?
No.
Or did she leave with
she
you?
And I,
is that why?
We had to go get our race gear.
I just remember that bridge that we were trying to get there really fast and the bridge came up.
The bridge in China came up, so they could bring the fireworks out.
We couldn't go, and so we missed that one, and we had to go to a later one, and that's why you and Cindy could not join us.
That's right.
And keep us awake.
You fell asleep during...
I guarantee you all three of us at some point fell asleep, because you know Zach falls asleep everywhere.
True. That's true. That's
very Mark true. Was tired, and he fell asleep at some points, and I fell... So all three of us might have been napping at the same time. It's not just me.
It was just, it's such a great show. It's so not a Betty Lou on Holland America show. You know what I'm saying? It's not a little Chinese lady with a PowerPoint.
Are you talking about those really interesting cultural chats that we had on Holland America?
There's a cat that has six toes,
you know,
that murdered four people, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Back in 1823, man.
I thought she was good. What's her name really, Betty Lou? I can't remember.
I think so. Betty Jo, Betty Lou.
I don't know why this is, Daniel, but I don't think you're this way because you don't really enjoy cruising all that much.
I do not.
But I think anything that they did on a cruise ship and told me it was entertainment.
Yeah.
I would love, because I love all of it. I love the cultural talks, trivia, like the scavenge, whatever, all the different games that you go to, the piano bar I'm okay with, the Broadway show, all of it. We want to do every event that they have. Mark and I, we like go through the thing. But if we were sitting at home, we wouldn't be like, hey, you want to, pull out some old, Disney trivia and do points? Or, we wouldn't be like, hey, do you want to, I don't know, whatever. Go. Do you want to play bingo? That's another example. I never play bingo. But on a cruise ship. On a
cruise ship, yeah. What else is there to fucking do?
It's fun. It's fun. Like on a cruise ship. The only thing I feel like is not fun on a cruise ship a lot of times is mini golf.
I mean, I play bingo because at the campgrounds. Campgrounds have bingo, and that's fun
true.
Sometimes.
Like gay bingo is okay, but I mean, I'm not going to go up to the Methodist church or whatever church that does Wednesday night bingo or whatever.
Come and fellowship with us as we do. Oh my God! Oh my God!
They'd have good spaghetti.
Adam, I heard this thing on TikTok today. I'm talking very slowly because I'm trying to launch the TikTok.
You're officially
app.
Too old to use TikTok, Daniel. TikTok is not made for us.
I want to connect to the Bluetooth. What are you talking about, Adam? I'm only 57. I can use TikTok.
I'm only 45, and I feel like I am too old.
I'm down with the...
Is that you? Daniel Joseph Brewer, son of David H. and Susan S. Brewer, Tampa, plans to attend the University of South Florida. Activities, academic letters?
No. Actually, funny story. That is the guy who has mine, who's 3 years behind me or more.
He has your exact name? Yes. Are you lying?
No, I'm not, because my dad was Harold and my mom was Lynn. Yeah. So, we weren't in Tampa. We were in Plant City. But yeah, this was a guy that had my exact, 3 years after me, 1988. I graduated in 1985. But I went to...
I was 7 years old.
I went to the USF library. And I was not a student at USF. I went to the USF library. And if you're not a student, you had to pay like $3 or something like that. And I got up there and I gave them my name. I gave them my driver's license. And they're like, oh, you're a student. And it was him. He was the one. He went to USF. It's like, so it was like I was getting in on his thing. Auntie Scott had been with Drew for 5 years.
Yeah, I was 7.
In 88 or 85 that you had been with Drew for 5 years? I'm confused. His graduation or mine? 88.
In 88.
Oh, so the fake Daniel Brewer.
So I was 10.
So you had been together for 2 years.
So when Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew met, I was 5.
Yeah. See, I graduated in 85. So you'd been together for 2 years when the real Daniel Brewer graduated. Not this imposter Daniel Joseph Brewer. Look at him. I don't look anything like him. He's like kind of attractive. He's thin. He's got perfect teeth.
I very rarely have seen it, but I have seen a photo of you when you were
there,
younger.
That's me. That is me. Oh, yeah. That is my senior picture. That is my senior yearbook picture.
You look there. A little like Zach.
Dude,
could Zach be your son?
That's what it is. He's my son.
Well, he likes daddies, apparently.
No, that's my senior picture. I told you, my senior one. My other ones looked horrible, but
that is such an 80s hairstyle.
I told you it was very, very,
very. Yeah. And so you're saying that tux was not a real tux?
No, yeah, that was like a little overlay they gave you.
They just.
This thing, it zipped up. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't like a real shirt.
It's like a Halloween store costume.
Yeah, exactly.
That they basically.
Exactly. Exactly. What was I looking up? Oh, pictures. I was going to try to find more embarrassing pictures.
Is this some research site that you pay for, Kathy Marshall, or? Next year, I mean, I swear to God, next she's going to be putting your social security number in the chat room.
Oh, everybody knows that one.
It's 555-425-5537.
I'm old enough. My social security doesn't have three digits. It's in the double digit. My social security number is 15. That's how old I am, Adam.
What? It starts with two digits?
That's because, yeah, they had to keep adding to it. No, Adam, you're not getting my joke. My social security number is, I'm so old, my social security number is 15.
Oh, I thought you meant it started with two digits.
It was only two digits.
I get it.
Oh, God. So, here's an album cover.
What was the first social security? That's a good trivia question.
Doesn't that look like an album cover? Like I did.
It does.
Some,
did you do that on purpose? And you were smoking a cigarette.
Oh yeah. I
forgot that you used to smoke.
Yeah, I was a smoker.
I forgot that. Oh shit. What was I going to ask?
If I knew that,
I was
going to
ask
ChatGPT
something and what was the first social security number?
Seven.
The first social security number.
Yeah.
ChatGPT could be making this up, okay? We know there are hallucinations, so don't believe this, but I'm just saying this is what was issued to John David Sweeney Jr., a 23-year-old New Yorker. His social security number was 055-09-0001. However, it's worth noting that this wasn't technically the first number ever issued, as social security numbers were not issued in strict numerical order. Sweeney's number was the first to be issued through the application process, making it historically notable. The process of issuing Social Security numbers began in November 1936 as part of the New Deal 36? Social Security program in the United States.
Wow.
But I don't know if that's true, but 055-09-0001.
Wow.
So they've always been three-digit, two-digit, four-digit.
Apparently.
It's not like one was the first Social Security
number. Well, his was, because if you take the last octet as a increasing thing.
Well, yeah, I know, I get that, but I'm saying
all
numbers, not just.
Right, I'm just.
But it said they're random, so they're not in strict numerical order. They're not issued in strict numerical order.
In Florida, your driver's license number is calculated based off of your last name and like the month of your birth and your zip code. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a bunch of things. No, it's not your zip code because it doesn't change. So anyway, but it's just different things about you that comprise the driver's license number. So even if you didn't know your driver's license number, if you knew your, you know, first and last name,
if you knew the cipher for
like a cop, like if you could tell him your first and last name and your birth date, he could derive what your
mother's maiden name.
No, he could derive what your driver's license number is based off of your first, last name and your birth date.
So Lamont Cranston in the chat room says the first three numbers used to signify the state it was issued in.
Oh.
Or are used to signify. I didn't know that. New York numbers began with 050 through 1334. So okay, Kathy Marshall says they still do.
Yeah, because mine is 263.
Mine is 431. 555555.
26. Social Security number state codes. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Florida is 261 to 267. Arkansas is 429 through 432. California is 6. Where's California? Oh, it must be up top. How is California not here? There it is. California is 545 through 573, also 602 through 626. So if Auntie Scott's is 666, then he would have had to have been born in, oh, it was a joke. But I'm curious now where you would need to have been born in. Oh, here's a fun fact. Do you want to hear my fun fact, Adam?
What's your fun fact?
There is a, hold on. Can I control F on this page? Yeah. So Louisiana has a social security prefix of 659 to 665.
Okay.
Now that means you would assume that there's somebody else that starts with 666 and goes to whatever. No, they drop. There is no 666. They've dropped there. We should like file a lawsuit and everything. That's like, that's religious.
But they're not numeric. They're not numeric. No, no, by
no,
nature,
no, no. What I'm saying is they've purposely left out 666. There's no other reason to go from 665 to 667 unless you're purposely leaving it out.
But they're not numeric. They're not it doesn't in matter. Any numerical order or whatever.
Anyway, my point is Georgia is 667 to 675. Right. So there is no 666. Sad. I find that sad.
Oh, so Auntie Scott doesn't really exist.
Oh, the Betty Crocker cookbook. Oh, go ahead.
Has a recipe for deviled ham spread on page 666. Or at least in the Glen. Well, that is a little witty little thing they did.
Isn't that witty?
Also, how many pages are in this cookbook? The deviled ham is on 666. I mean, how many recipes was in there? I've got like a chef's cookbook from a restaurant that's less pages.
What is seriously fucked? Yeah, you're agreeing with me, right? They seriously fucked that they just left out 666 because they're a bunch of crazy religious freaks. And it's like, exactly. It's just like, why do we have to be this way? It's like, if you want to believe that, that's great. But you can't just like, pretend like everybody's like, and you know what? It's not just Christian people. It's the people that don't put a 13th floor on a hotel or people that...
there are a lot of hotels that don't have a 13th floor.
I know. Isn't that weird?
That's common.
That's... And yet we do.
I don't know that that's a religious thing.
I'm saying it's a superstition. And in my mind, because I'm an atheist, you know, they're the same thing.
I get it. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
To me. Just to me.
I know.
You,
I can see where those could be
so beautiful to me. Can't you see?
I wonder if they make auto tune for the Rodecaster Pro.
I don't know,
because that would be the feature, right? Auto tune. So when we're singing along with things, it just automatically tunes us.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be great though, because we'll be in the same place. So right now it's hard for us to sing because the delay. But we'll be here.
I did not. So they're saying in the oldies in the chat room are saying they had to sign up for a social security number.
Yeah.
When I was born, I just had one, I think.
I didn't sign up. I didn't go down and sign up for my mom did. My mom, you know what I'm saying? Like when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, like this is your social security number and here's a card. You should keep it safe. And I'm just like, I'm 12. What am I going to do with a fucking card?
I lost my card a long time ago.
Oh, well, you're screwed then, Adam. You're screwed.
I don't know.
No social security. You know what happens when you retire? And you get your first payment from Social Security. They're like, "Can we see your card?" And you go,
"I can prove who I am."
You go, "What card?" And they go, "The card that you were given when you were 12, the one that we told you to keep safe that you would need
it one
day."
Maybe you're not immediately issued the card, but you're born with the number. Like I think you're given a number with your birth certificate or something.
You don't have the card,
right?
But you need the card, Adam. Anybody can make up an. I can go in there and give them a number.
Just don't use 666 because they're going to know that's
They'll
not
know
a real
then.
One.
That's right. It's like That's how they gotcha. We figured it out. We caught the culprit because he said his social security number was 666. The only people born with that number are in Mexico, and they don't have U.S. security, social security name.
I was, Kathy. I was born with it tattooed on my ass cheek.
Wow.
I came out of my mom. I had the number just tattooed right there. Irrefutable.
Irrefutable. It's the something.
That
something.
Sounded almost like a song from Aladdin, and we are going to see Aladdin tomorrow.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah. Well, we saw it. No, not on stage. We saw the movie.
Yeah, but you've not seen
it. But we've not seen it on stage.
I'm curious to hear what you think, because we watched it a couple of years ago in Tampa, and I'm jealous you're going to get to see Book of Mormon before we do, so.
We're not seeing Book of Mormon until 2025.
Oh, then maybe we'll see it first, because it's going to be here in October.
No, I bought, we did a subscription.
Oh, yeah, what did that cost?
It was all said and done about $1,400 for the two of us.
Oh, for the two of you?
Uh-huh.
What does a normal ticket go for, like, one of your...
See, I feel like normally we pay over $100, like maybe $140, $150 per person for these Broadway shows.
Right.
But when you do a subscription, it averaged like $88 a ticket.
Oh.
So it was a savings.
Yeah. Because I was, I'm on the waiting list for the season tickets at Dr. Phillips Center, which is the one here in Orlando.
Yeah, we've not done this year we did, I was too late for the subscription, so because I think with a subscription, you get the same seats for every show or something like that.
But, I think it's just one night.
Yeah, you pick a night, and then, but all that was left for me, for us this year, was I had to pick each show separately. And then they just gave me a little bit of a discount on each one because I was buying them all at the same time, but different seats and different nights based on availability. Yeah. Whereas the subscription, I say it's going to be Saturday nights.
Yeah.
But you can't, the only thing is you can't tell them a specific seat. They have a text box in there and they say, you can tell us what general area or like what row you normally like or something like that. But you're not guaranteed any particular seat when you pay.
Right.
So they're either going to call or email once they assign the seat. So I don't know what those are going to be. But
front row mezzanine.
No, what I like is slightly elevated above everyone else.
That's mezzanine.
Or front of balcony. Because I don't want to have anybody in front of me.
Yeah, that's why I just said front row of the mezzanine.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a preference. Yes, front row of the mezzanine would be.
Have you ever seen Book of Mormon?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've never seen Book of Mormon.
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's really good.
I mean, I know all the songs.
We saw it in New York.
Ooh, you saw it in New York. It was one of those things that I could have seen it the entire time because it was there the entire time that I lived in Connecticut. But it was I just had a problem paying that much money for a ticket for a show where the reason that I'm paying that much money for the ticket is no longer there. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm paying $500 a ticket because this show won Tony Awards. But
the cast is different now.
All the people that won those Tony Awards are not here. So why am I paying more money now to see, you know, the replacement of the replacement of the replacement?
Where's the habitat for Broadway shows? That's
yeah, exactly. I want the habitat restored.
You would.
I'd be like, Andrew Reynolds. You want to drag Andrew Reynolds back for Book of Mormon? I'll pay $500 a ticket to go see Andrew Reynolds. Yeah,
I'm not so much of a Broadway snob or aficionado that I even know until way later who the people, I never learn about the original cast members, like, what's her name from, Wicked, either one of them. I can't remember their names,
but Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel.
Or, Azel, like, Dezine.
It's not like Kristen Chenoweth, right?
Yes.
Kristen Chenoweth. So, I didn't know about either one of them until after they were already done. They were no longer even doing Wicked. So it's not, when I go to these shows, I don't even know who the originals were most of the time.
Not popular.
I'm not Sater.
You're not popular.
Yeah. I'm wondering how the movie with Ariana Grande and someone else is going to be.
Yeah, I've never seen Wicked.
Oh, it's good.
Never seen it. I've never seen. Well, there's a lot of musicals. If I had my choice between a play and a musical, I will take the play almost every time. There are a few musicals.
I don't see enough plays, but I enjoy a play.
Yeah, I enjoy a play. I especially enjoy a play. Like the one we're going to go see, Sweeney Todd, which I guess
that's a musical.
But it's not a Broadway musical. This is University of Central Florida. So this is the college production of Sweeney Todd.
Oh.
So it's not, you know, a traveling Broadway production. It's the theater department at the University of Central Florida.
I used to play in our college. Occasionally I would play in the orchestra, and like when the college musical theater folks would do like a show once a year or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's one of my favorite places to play is in a pit orchestra for a show.
I don't remember where we're playing, sitting. Where are we sitting, Dr. Phillips?
You have to be so good to do that, like for real, if you're doing it for real. I've only ever done it for like community theater or like when I was in college. But I always enjoyed that because you feel like you're part of the show, but you don't have to dress any particular way. You can bring a drink with you, whatever.
So we're in the mezzanine. We're not in the center of the mezzanine. We're on the right side of the mezzanine in the second row. Sorry. We're not going to have...
Ooh, second row.
I know. There'll be one row in front of us, Adam. One row in front of us.
Well, let's just hope there's not tall people in that row, because the reason I like to be the front seat and be raised is because I'm short.
We can bring you a booster seat.
I'm just short, you know? I mean, I don't even consider myself to be that short when I think about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, just thinking about myself, I don't go, oh my God, you're such a short person. But when I sit in a theater and it's not angled enough, I cannot see the stage. I'm constantly having to go back and forth. Anyway.
You know, Adam.
Yellow Pages. Yes.
I feel like we'll be able to see. It'll be good. Yeah. It'll be okay.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
I remember I saw... What's that musical about Peter Pan a long time ago? Maybe it was just Peter Pan, but I saw that and I swear to God, the guy in front of me was like Stewie from Family Guy. Like he had the biggest head. It was just like blocking. Like, and I'm like, I paid like $160
women that'll like tickets. Be wearing a hat or something like an Easter bonnet.
Yeah. But then I go off Broadway and they give you like a recliner and, you know, he's like, you're just like right on the stage and nobody around. That's why I like community theater, Adam. No people blocking me. It's like theater's just bad enough that nobody wants to sit there and block me. Okay. It's kind of like Big Fatty Online. That's when you think about it, it's...
He doesn't ever put the after show in his. I don't.
Oh, I wanted to play you this. That's right. I was hooking up the blue before I got sidetracked on this horribly. I wanted
before
to play
you lost your bike.
Yeah, I wanted to. I'm sorry. I'm searching through my TikTok history here so I can find a. Gosh, quit! Wrong channel. You. Okay, let's see. You hit period to get your history, view your watch history. All right. So this is, you're familiar with King of the Hill?
I know what it is, but I've never watched one.
Oh, so maybe this won't be as impressive to you. King of the Hill, it has Hank Hill and.
I think he sounds kind of southern, does he?
What I was going to say is that new Beyonce song, the Texas Hold'em song, there's this voice actor on TikTok, or an impressionist, excuse me, on TikTok that did the cast of King of the Hill singing that song.
This ain't Texas, hip, ain't no hold'em, mm-hmm. So lay your cards down, 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 down.
So park your Lexus,
yep.
And throw your keys up.
Sha-sha-sha.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be ding old damned if I can't slow dance with you.
Come pour some ding old sugar on me, honey, too.
Man, it's a real live boogie, man, a real live ding old hold down. Don't be a bitch. Come take it to the ding old floor now.
Woo. There's a tornado.
There's a tornado.
In my city.
In my city.
Hit the basement.
Hit the basement.
That shit ain't pretty.
That shit ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey.
Rugged whiskey.
As we survive it.
As we survive it.
Our red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Lady Bird.
One step to the right.
We heading to the dive bar we always thought was nice.
That's the same guy.
That's really, yeah, it's good, although the only voice I recognize is Hank Hill.
I watched that show. I mean, it's no longer on. Yeah, I used to watch that show. But yeah, those are all dead on impressions.
Not the one with Stewie, is it?
No, that's Family Guy.
I also have never watched an episode of, but I do know there's this big football head looking guy called Stewie.
Yes.
Who's like a baby, I think.
Football.
And he talks with the British accent.
He does.
This machine does.
Chuck.
This machine does, Adam. Oh, you know what? I think I can go to here and go to here.
Oh, you can go here?
Have you, you familiar with the, what is that? Is that a vape? Oh, that's a, is that a lighter?
Yeah.
It's like, but it looks like a little electrocution prod. Are you familiar with the trans person Nex Benedict that was killed?
I don't think so. Anyway, I mean, I don't recognize that.
At the school board meeting where they were passing somebody, at that school board where she, well, where they were attacked and killed for being trans, this liberal activist who has a YouTube channel, whatever, but he spoke at the thing, and I had saved this one because I
understand we have one speaker, Mr. Walter Masterson. Mr. Masterson.
A more, you know, woke school board would see the death of a child and work to make sure it never happens again.
Because it's only coming out in one year.
Not this board. This board sees a dead kid and says, that's a good start, because this school board signed up to protect all children, and by all children, they mean these children, not so much these children. Hate us if you want, but, you know, we're the good guys. We want to let kids be kids, and there's nothing more unnatural than a teenager experimenting with their identity. It has never happened before and should be punished. We're the good guys. We'll spit on a kid's grave, blame the parents, and tell our teenagers to hit them harder. We're the good guys. When we heard that a trans child had been beaten to death, our state senator, Tom Woods, immediately released a statement. We don't want that filth in Oklahoma. We can call children filth, even the dead ones, because, you know, we're the good guys, right? And if we're wrong, if God doesn't want us driving off the lepers and deviants and worshiping the bankers, if our God doesn't want us casting the first stone, if our God doesn't want us loving people despite their differences, well, if we're wrong, then I guess I'll see you all in hell. Thank you.
During the TikTok, they're like panning on all the faces of the school board members who were sitting there listening to it. So. A bunch of old fat white guys, basically. Anyway, all right. I actually have to go to Rodan's house tomorrow morning. So I have to...
To pick up a bed.
To pick up a Darwin. Things. What? No, I'm not picking up Darwin. They're staying there. Uh-huh. Rodan and Darwin are there.
Oh, no. You've just ruined it for your new relationship with them. Yeah. You have just...
Do you know how hard it is, too? It's like you're having
I don't even know Darwin's name, so...
Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
Good. I don't want to know. I'm never going to meet him anyway, so, I mean, doesn't matter.
Maybe.
Unless you guys become sister wives or whatever.
I don't think we're going to become sister wives.
Is there brother husbands? Is that a thing? When you're gay, can you be brother husbands?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's a thing that we're in danger of here.
Brother husbands. I'm making it a thing right now.
Yeah, make it a thing.
Making it a thing.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Good night, chat room.
Have a good night.
2 weeks. We will talk to you in 2 weeks. Good night.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Good night.
Are we off the stream?
We are.
Good night.